So, could you talk a little bit about how this particular patient tolerated the treatment? Was there any neuropathy?
Yeah, so that's an issue of the side effects. Certainly, if you have results that are quite close, I think that the side effects that lead to discontinuation of treatment in particular are of concern. And so this patient tolerated treatment reasonably well. We use growth factor, we use G-CSF, I use pegylated G-CSF for these patients. There was a safety analysis during the ECHELON trial because growth factor use was not mandated, and it found that in the BV plus AVD arm, there was an excess of febrile neutropenia with infection, and even some deaths from that. And so during the trial, on the basis of the safety analysis, it was recommended that growth factor be used. And so that's why we treated with growth factor. We have looked at, I'm involved with a subset analysis where growth factor is used prophylactically. In the patients where it was used prophylactically, the subset in the ECHELON trial, some patients got it, some patients didn't, that the febrile neutropenia rate was around, I think it was 11%, which is about the neutropenia rate with R-CHOP. So we think that the neutropenia risk and so on is much reduced with the use of prophylactic growth factor. The second major side effect is peripheral neuropathy, and the scoring for peripheral neuropathy is a little bit imperfect because grade 2 other toxicities is not considered to be important, but grade 2 sensory neuropathy is neuropathy that interferes with functioning, so it is a significant neuropathy. So the peripheral neuropathy was higher with BV plus AVD, which is not surprising because BV and vinblastine are both tubulin inhibitors with the same toxicity. Most of the neuropathy improved, though some did not go away completely. And this particular patient has no neuropathy now.
No neuropathy, no neutropenic complications.
No, and he got growth factor. So neuropathy, sensory neuropathy is a significant problem with brentuximab plus AVD.